As we talk volleyball, Lady Beaver volleyball team continuing to improve, and we get to talk with junior varsity here this evening as they've had a pretty good season, finishing second, I believe it was last Saturday.
We were third.
Third,
last Saturday.
Okay.
Yep,
I'm sorry
third.
About that.
No, that's okay.
I'm just trying to help you out there. Third
know,
at the home meet here, Coach. Emily Kite joining us here. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. So, well, this is your second?
My third season.
Third season already. Yeah. Man, it goes so fast.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, and you know, you've got some of these girls that you've coached them since their freshman year and all the way up to their junior year, and it's like they know you so well now.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it's also fun to get to see the eighth graders I've had in mm-hmm. the past make their way on up to high school, too.
Absolutely, but your JV team's off to a really good start here this year, and you know, with JV, you just never know who you're going to have on a daily basis because they may have to get the call to go up to varsity or may need some help down in the C team level, but you've been successful so far this year.
We have, yeah. We've lost a couple girls to varsity, and you always want that for them. That's exciting when they get to go and play at that level. So our girls have been really flexible all season, and they do what was asked of them, and they always try the best of their ability, and that's what's been really great about this season so far.
All right, yep. I mentioned third place finish at home, and I guess kind of go through your tournament there last Saturday. You got to play a lot of matches in the home confines.
We did. We had five games on Saturday, and we played some pretty good teams. We lost to Garden. Okay. Or Garden City was one of their teams, JV. They were pretty impressive. And then, oh, no, I'm so sorry. We went 4-1. It was actually a pretty good day. That was
right.
Our one loss. We lost to Garden City. And so they were pretty good. So coming back after that loss and taking third and beating Colby was exciting, too, especially since they're a league school. It's fun to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and you'll see Colby a couple more times here probably this year. And to get some of the experience here, you've had a lot of these girls for 2 years now. And how do you feel like that they have progressed from year one to year two with you?
I think we've definitely grown as a team, and I also know that they're just growing, and I have them in different roles sometimes, and so they're just becoming all-around better volleyball players, which is always good to see, and hopefully getting them ready for that next level.
Yeah, and they get another home competition tomorrow. It's going to be a couple of neighboring schools with Wichita County and Leota and also Dighton, and some opportunities to get better here. It's you're going to get into a pretty busy schedule here coming up.
We are, yeah. Yeah, I think tomorrow will be fun. Home games are always fun, just having the crowd and the energy that they bring. But I'm excited. I it'll be good competition that we don't get to see often, so hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, and just you get to middle September, it's like we're already here.
Mm-hmm. I know. I can't believe it. It's gone quick.
You know, and you see a little bit of the varsity as well. And, you know, they're continuing to make some strides there and have that opportunity to continue to improve tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are really doing well. They have a pretty young team this year, which a lot of freshmen are playing up and some sophomores too. But I think they've really filled or stepped into those roles, and they are doing a good job. So it's fun to watch.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Once again, Coach Emily Kite joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City. And, Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, Adam.
This is getting a little easier for you, isn't it? Once again, Coach Kite joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We'll get to talk with a couple of the junior varsity players. We'll start off with a junior. And Audrey Swartz, we'll let her take the headset first. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And you primarily play libero, right?
Yes.
All right. How's that been going for you?
It's good. Took a couple of hard falls here and there, but other than that, I'm doing all right.
How many times have you put the old chin on the floor there diving for a loose or volleyball?
I'm pretty good at diving by now, so I don't really hit my face on the floor. Usually my hips get pretty beat up, but I don't really hit my face anymore.
All right. Well, that's good. This year, you've had a good season there. And what are some things that you've done to continue to improve?
I definitely think coverage is a really big thing at both levels, junior, varsity, and varsity. Line hits really get to me, so I always try to make sure I'm there. But a lot of times on JV, our block is not there, so I have to cover a very large area of the court.
Yeah, and when you're adjusting to that, I mean, you have to kind of figure out where you're at on the court. How tough is it to not go up too close there or maybe not or overdo yourself and go too far back?
I just do my best to stay back. I catch myself going up a lot for balls because our coverage is one thing we really struggle with. But I just usually try to stay back, and if it lands like right in the middle, Emily never blames me because those girls know that that's not my ball. So I just stay back a lot.
But, yeah, what's it been like for you guys this year? You guys have played a lot of matches already together. How do you feel like that the balance is and the chemistry?
I think we play really well together. I think that even if we are down or someone's having a bad day, we never get hard on them or any of that stuff. We play really well together as a team.
Yeah, tomorrow, opportunity once again to protect home court some more. Fun to play at home, isn't it?
It's very fun to play at home. The atmosphere is very good here. The gym is always very loud.
All right. Once again, it is Junior Audrey Schwartz joining us here. Thanks again, as always. Good luck to you. All right. We'll talk with a sophomore here, and I have to ask her if it's her first time here on the show. Nope. You were on last year, weren't you? It's sophomore Brody Spear. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing all right. Thank you. And second year of volleyball, how's it been for you?
It's good. This year's going really good. A lot better than last year.
That's so good. What seems to be working for you?
Just be more confident. And, like, understanding the game better.
All right. And what's your primary position?
Outside right now.
All right. Have you had quite a few kills so far?
Yeah. Yeah. More than misses. So.
Well, that's always good. when you're getting ready for that kill and you're on the outside, what are some things that you kind of have to read for the opponents when you're getting ready to strike?
I just kind of try to look where they're at on the court, see what's open. Sometimes that doesn't always happen, but.
And, you know, when they put the block up, you're a little nervous that they're going to block it right back into your face?
Not really, because I'm confident enough to get that back up. So.
All right. Well, good deal. And, you know, you played at home last week at your tournament there. Got 4-1 on the day there. And as Coach alluded to earlier here, what was it like playing at that home tournament last week?
It was really fun getting to play with everybody. We tried new positions, so.
And what were the new positions you got to try?
Me and Lily switched. I played middle. She played outside. Audrina came in. Just new people. Maggie was setting and everything.
Okay. How did that work for you?
It worked pretty good. We all played pretty well together.
That's good. And do you get to serve much?
Yeah.
All right. Pretty good serves?
Yeah, pretty good serves.
All right. Well, what's something you want to look forward to here as you go through this season?
I'm looking forward to everybody, like, just becoming better as themselves and all of us playing together.
All right. Well, thanks again, Brody, for joining me here. And keep up the good work. Good luck to you throughout this season.
Thank you.
All right.